Hello, you fucking degenerates. Welcome back to Monster Mates.
Welcome to the 25th episode of season 3 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
74.
Oh, barely, but you haven't touched it. So.
Okay.
74 is a tsetse yaku or a kula yaku or slash kula yaku. It's another Monster Hunter girl.
Damn it.
And it's one you don't like. Hold on.
I hate birds.
I know you do. All right, first let me find the kula yaku, because we're going to be doing both. So kula yaku. And then let me see if I can find tsetse. There you are. Tsetse.
Okay, so it's both together.
Yeah, we're doing both together. They're just different variants. They're close enough to each other.
Okay, so we have
this
is a twofer episode.
Yes,
everybody.
Because these are close enough that I'm like, yeah, we're just gonna put them in the same episode. There's a couple of more Monster Hunter girls like this, or specifically Monster Hunter girls like this, but same idea. So we're gonna do both. So. Initial ratings, without going into it.
I would have to give the Kulu Laku.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving it a 3.
Okay.
And the Titiaku, I'm giving a 6.
Really? All right. For the Tsetseyaku, I'm giving it a 2.
Oh, wow. I thought you wanted that bird cloaca.
No, I'm giving Tsetse a 2.
Oh, wow.
And then the Kulu Yaku, I'll give a 6.
Okay. Oh, you gave the Tsetse Yaku a 2.
Yeah, the Tsetse Yaku, I'm giving a 2.
Oh my god, I know.
And then Kula Yaku.
I thought I got swept.
That's fine.
So you do want the Cloaca.
I do want the Kula Yaku.
Yeah.
I do not want Tsetse Yaku.
I want the Tsetse.
Okay. Yes, we are polar opposites in this way. Alright, let's first go on to Kula Yaku.
So the Kula Yaku, for anyone who doesn't know, is a bird-like creature. It has velociraptor-like legs. It has the face of a bird.
Of like a toucan.
And then has like reptile. It's like, you know how people have been saying recently, the last couple of years, like all dinosaurs had feathers?
Yeah, and they coo and all that stuff. Yeah,
that's the Kula Yaku.
Yeah. Kula Yaku is a large monster that appears in Monster Hunter, usually hostile and are the primary objectives of hunts. To get the quote, a moment of peace soon to be disturbed, a threat approaches, its hunger uncurbed, it rakes up its lunch, chows down without grace, but inside this nest for thieves there's no place. It needs to escape or get egg on its face. That is from, that's from Monster Hunter Rise, by the way.
So, this thing loves rocks and eggs.
It does. Hold on, let's see if I can find specifically world.
This thing is a egg stealer.
It is. Here we
go. So baby nap if it needs to.
Specifically world. Here we go. For the world one without the haiku or the poetry. An odd bird wyvern that has developed limbs capable of carrying weapons. It's been spotted stealing eggs from nests found in the ancient forest and wild spire waste. It is weak to basically everything. Fire, water, thunder, ice, and dragon.
You can do anything you want to.
This thing can take a beating.
It has no... I don't know if it cannot take a beating.
Okay, yeah, fair. It can take a beating, but it has no shame. For sure.
It's not even has no shame. It's just doesn't... It's like finding a virgin going like, all right, let's try everything. And like,
I was thinking more of finding a nympho who is just kind of...
Yeah.
Because fire, fire play, all that stuff. Water, get the hose out. Thunder, pocket taser, ice cubes, etc. Then dragon, bad dragon.
Yeah, pretty much.
All of it. It is weak too. Let's look at size. Oh boy. Centimeters.
I'm not a fan of the Kula Yaku. I've never been a fan of the Kula Yaku.
That's fine.
He's so stupid.
It is a dumb bird that I love to beat
dumb
up.
Dumb energy.
I love to beat on it though. To beat up on it. It's so funny. So the absolute...
What?
So the absolute smallest is 2'6".
That's a fucking lolly.
that's a fairy. That goes beyond lolly. That's a fairy at that point. And then at its
lollies are bigger than fairies.
Yeah, Well, yes, lollies are bigger than fairies, but 2'7", that's a fairy. That's a
yordle.
It's a yordle. Absolute tallest is 5'7".
Okay. So you either get yordle smallness or...
Et cetera.
Like, okay, I... Tell me why you like the bird.
So, hold on. First...
The other one's more lizard.
Yeah, true. And more dragon. Also, its weakness is head. Surprise, surprise. It has little... It has, like, those, I was gonna say crow. No, like, rooster, I was gonna say those little rooster protrusions, but it's feathers instead of, like, the actual, like, membrane. But... Hold on. Why I like the Kula Yaku, specifically, it's a bit of a thief, obviously. And for those who have not known me long enough in my personal life, if it is one thing I hate, it is thievery of physical things. I'm not going to go into the digital thing. I'm not going to do it for reasons. But needless to say... I would say the Kula Yaku because of its disposition to grab things and to take things. I would say it's very good with its hands, or it's almost talon-like, but it does have some resemblances from the Muhut picture. It does almost have human-like hands.
It has enough to justify
a hand job, and I feel like those hand jobs would be out of this world. Maybe, okay, fine. Really good. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Like, she's cute, and she has something that I've said before. I don't know if I've said it on the show. I like big, dumb energy.
Yeah, you bimbos, yes.
Bimbos is, like, the idea of, like, super, like, the weird lip thing and all the super eye shadow.
Okay,
like,
yeah, fair.
I don't like bimbos. I like stupid energy.
Okay, yes.
I like... characters that are just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, they're more naive and they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I've always liked them.
Fair
I always
enough.
Like characters that are just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But with characters that are dumb, I love them. But this is a weirder take where I don't like the bird aspects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the feathers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like... the egg obsession. She is obsessed with eggs and rocks.
I'm gonna put some. I'm gonna put some something something in her eggs.
She would be stealing other people's eggs.
She would attempt to.
Does that mean she would try to steal other women?
No, that means she's really good at fingering other women.
She's not fingering. She's like literally like, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, and how are you gonna do that? By making her come. So I would assume she's really good at fingering other girls.
She's literally trying to grab it and just pull out.
But she's too dumb to realize that's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's just making women come over and over in a futile attempt. I find that pretty hilarious, actually.
That's why I like dumb girls. They're funny. They fucking crack me up.
Also, I would say to an extent with like the egg thing, in the picture provided by Muhut, there's some. It looks like she's been eating some of the egg that she has recently stolen. So, I would say a bit of an oral fixation to an extent, not too much, but a little.
Maybe a
little.
She's definitely hungry. She's a hungry girl.
Yes.
She's the hungry dumb girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wants food. She wants snacks.
And I'm pretty sure she would be pretty good at blowjobs. Pretty good. Pretty good. Not great, but pretty good.
I can see that.
It would be enough.
She also, she's got a big ass.
Oh, yeah, she does. Also, she loves... When you play with her head in more ways than one.
Both
mentally and like head pats and stuff like that.
Are you sure?
Because it said weakness head in the thing.
Oh yeah. So she's definitely like the dumb good girl.
Yeah.
But she's a little shit too.
Yeah.
But she, like in she, the way she
has some gremlin energy to
she
her.
She has gremlin energy.
But only when you're not looking.
The only problem is I don't like the fact that she is a bird.
Fair.
And I don't like...
Also, the tail's pretty neat, I'll admit. aesthetically, I think it's pretty good. Also, I do like the feathers because it's like, it'll give you something comfy. It, like, when she's riding you, it won't just be like hard skin or anything like that. It'll be feathers. It'll cushion it a little bit when she's riding on top of you. Or if you're having sex standing up when she's like completely attached to you and you're just having sex with her against a wall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be comfy.
I can see that. She definitely does have big dumb energy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Which is a big plus for me. Mm-hmm. And she is probably good at oral as well.
Yeah.
And I like that she's a foodie.
Yes.
But everything else, I'm like, it's normal. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of eh.
And she's kind of into everything.
She is into everything.
All right.
So would you want the normal height version of the 5'7", or you want the short stack?
I think I would something...
Because
I would,
she's not like a short stack like a Yordle.
No.
She's a short stack and like she's literally like just like a mini person.
Yeah.
I got shrunk.
I would say something in between. Like, kind of like what we were talking about with, not Volhazok, obviously, the other, the Beototus.
Oh, okay.
Like, something, like 4 foot, something on the higher end of 4 foot, lower 5 foot kind of area is what I would go for.
I would also, you know what? I also think she's a, after different sex, she leaves.
Oh, yeah, 100%. She is definitely a one and done kind of leaving kind of gal.
Like, she...
If you don't TKO her, she's just going to leave.
You know what I bet, honestly, now I'm looking at her?
What?
She's the girl that will go find another hunter, too. She'll like you, but she'll find someone else.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
She's a little tramp.
All right, I think we have enough for our final rating for the Kula Yaku, at least.
I would give the Kula Yaku a 4.
A 4?
And that is, or a 5. I'll give her a 5. Okay. I'll give her a 5. I don't like the birds, I don't like the feathers, I don't like a lot of it. But what I do like, I love the big dumb energy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the oral, mm-hmm. and what was the other thing?
Oral, foodie, dumb.
A foodie.
Yeah.
I like that she's just like, give me snacks and I'll give you oral. Okay, cool. Big, I like that. Everything else is normal and just kind of not my thing.
That's fair. I'm going to say 6. She's got some good stuff going for her, but there's nothing extremely remarkable.
Yeah, like, I don't want to fuck her. I just, like, I don't know. I just want her around.
All right. And with that, we will go to the Zetsu Yaku.
Now, the Zetsu Yaku looks like a little shit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
She looks like she wants to be a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm, 100%. All right, so the quote we got for the Zetsu Yaku. This odd monster blinds both prey and enemies with a special pulsing organ near its head. It then uses its strong legs to deliver finishing blows.
She is an exhibitionist.
Oh, yeah. She's also into everything.
And she's also into everything. And she also likes flashing people on the road.
Oh, 100%.
She just drive by with, like, a cocoa.
She
and
is,
then run.
She is the she is the trench coat woman.
Yes, she is.
All right, so
look at her. She's even like, yeah.
All right, tallest for the Zetsu Yaku is 3'6".
That's the tallest?
That is the tallest. Or is that the lowest? No, that's the tallest. Shortest.
What the fuck?
Shortest is 2'5".
Damn.
Oh, she a shorty shorty.
She is a shorty shorty. But she's cute, though.
She is.
I like her disposition.
Oh, my goodness.
I like how she looks.
Fair enough. Weakness, head, again. Surprise, surprise.
She's like we said. It's, yeah, it's like the Kula Yaku.
Except she has different techniques.
And different, like, she's not a bird.
She's not a bird. She is more lizard-esque.
She's more lizard. She has more things attend to the dinosaur
reptile like disposition.
The dinosaur that goes.
Oh, a Dilophosaur.
Yeah, it's like a Dilophosaur that can blind you.
Yeah.
Now the biggest thing with this thing, you can fuck it. Just wear sunglasses.
Okay, no. When you're getting hit with this thing, it's like a flashbang.
Oh, God.
It's not a flashlight. It's a flashbang.
Sunglasses won't save me?
No. Mm-mm. You're going to need some... You're going to need, like... You're going to need a blindfold and earplugs.
No, I don't know about a blindfold. I'm sure there's more industry-grade things you can wear to stop a flashbang.
Possibly. You're probably correct, but that's what my mind immediately goes to. Also, the noise as well. You're going to need some earplugs. From the noise?
Oh, yeah. The high-pitched sound.
Yeah. You're going to need some earplugs or something.
The good thing, here's what I think. The good thing about this thing is.
Uh-huh.
As long as you're, like, behind it,
mm-hmm.
She won't blind you.
Yeah, true. You can only do it, like, doggy style and stuff. Unless you just want to lose your eyesight and your hearing, then you're going to have, positions for this thing is very limited.
And now, they are foldable. So you could get true. A rubber band and just go.
You could. That would be, yeah. You could do some stuff like that as well. Get some BDSM into this, which, I mean, she's into everything. That's totally in the realm of possibilities.
And looking at her face, like, from the drawing we have,
she's goth alt energy.
She is goth alt energy. She wants, here's the thing, she wants to be the femdom.
She wants to be.
Is she? No.
Yeah, I was about to say, her energy comes off as she wants to be femdom, but once you show any sort of resistance, she's going to instantly crumble.
She'll be like, wait, no, I want to be. No, what about me? No, kind of
like Miu from Danganronpa V3.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like, the second you show any pushback or any kind of, like, no, this is how it is. She'll be like, flashbang, run away! That's her plan, is the second she you start to overpower her, like, mentally, mm-hmm. or physically, flashbang! Run, scatter!
It's like that scene in Ratatouille. let's see.
Literally, I like her. I think she's cute. I think her, she's not, is this tsundere? I don't think it's soon.
No, I wouldn't say soon.
No, it's not soon. It's more like
it's
wannabe dom.
Yeah. I'm sure
there is a dairy to describe
there
this.
There is but. Sure. I'm sure there's a dairy to perfectly describe it. It's just not in one of those typical archetypes that we can remember off the top of our heads.
Yes.
Yeah. No. What else? Limited positions unless you want to lose your eyesight and your hearing. Girl who wants to be top but will never be top because she's too spineless.
You could literally pick her up by her tail.
Yeah, considering how short she is, yes, you could.
You literally treat her like you. Have you seen like I really like those ones where the girl's small enough and the guy is big enough to wear like. He can strap her to him.
Oh, yes.
And walk around.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I like those.
Yeah, the quote-unquote human armor type of thing. Yeah. that's the only, I know there's an actual name for the fetish.
That's
but
fucked up.
I know. I know there's an actual name for the fetish, but I've also heard it be nicknamed or synonymed as the human armor fetish. Is it a messed up sort of idea that comes to mind? Absolutely. But
like, oh, I'm being attacked. Time to put this woman on.
Mm-hmm. But it's also the name of the, it's also the thing of it.
Like
so.
Just attaching someone to your body.
Yeah.
They bounce around on your dick.
Strap them to yourself and just have sex with them constantly. Yes.
You can totally do that with this bitch.
Oh, yeah. No.
And not only that, she will love it. And then the next morning, she'll start talking shit again. And then you're like, all right, so it's the idea of...
She'll run away like the Kula Yaku.
You have to be able to catch her. Yeah. It's like, oh, you fucking bitch! My eyes!
Yeah, no, if you let your guard down for like a second, she is going to try and run away.
I like her because I can hate fuck her.
Yeah, true. And as me and Spencer have talked off the podcast about this... I don't like hate fucking.
Oh, I love it.
I'm not a fan of it, personally.
I think hate fucking is super hot just because you both fucking can't stand each other, but you can't resist each other's bodies and also being near them. You want to be near the person just to fucking hate them.
Okay.
And the idea of not being near them to even, like, be around them is miserable to you because you're like, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck are they? I don't know why I like that so much.
I don't like it at all.
I think it's super hot.
It is not my thing. But I think with all that, since it's very similar to the Kuliaku and all that, I think we can give our final ratings. This has been, and yeah, actually standard runtime usually. But yeah. Okay, what are your final ratings for the Zetsuyaku?
All right, so for the Zetsuyaku, I will give this, I'll give this like a 7.
A 7, okay.
A 7, because I like the idea of, I like the bitch being put into her place. I like the idea of a girl acting all tough and strong only to be just like made fuck silly.
Mm-hmm.
Hot as hell. I like the fact that you have to almost have to play a game with her. She just tries to like fun run away. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you are not flashbanging me.
Goodness.
I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
I have to give it a 7.
This is a 3 for me.
But what?
Yeah, this is a 3.
The 3?
Even though you can still like put things onto that the flashbang organs, I don't like that I'm being limited in what positions I can do with her without her constantly trying to basically get out of it to restart the situation in her own quote-unquote favor, in her own favor, as much as she wants it to be, anyway.
As much as she wants it to. And now the only thing about that, right, is the idea of, I think if you do get flashbanged,
mm-hmm,
and you know that this is your girl,
mm-hmm,
it's on you.
Fair, yeah.
Like, if you know you're fucking a Tetsuyaku, and you're just like, oh man, I'm fucking the Tetsuyaku, okay, fine. And it just goes, wait a minute. Can I not do that? Or, oh no, you get surprised. You get, mm-hmm, surprised, and all of a sudden you're blinded. It's like, it's on you.
Yeah. Yeah, you should know what you're getting into if you're going for this kind of girl.
Maybe like the first couple months, maybe if you forget here and there because you're still new to it. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you're going to start getting resentful and start hate fucking her and getting, I know what to do.
And also losing your eyesight at the same time.
You don't lose your eyesight.
If you keep getting flashbanged enough, you will.
Do your retinas just burn away?
Yeah, your retinas are just overloaded and are just,
it's like that SpongeBob meme where the guy's like, my eyes!
Yeah, quite literally, yes! And then your hearing's gonna just go out as well because of how loud it'll be as well.
Just earplug it.
Yeah, you gotta wear the earplugs. And I'm just like, I don't want to put in that much kind of extra effort just so I can also have some, just so I can have sex with her from the front. I don't want to do that. It's annoying.
I almost like it because it's a challenge. It's something different. Something different.
And I can understand that. To an extent, I enjoy some challenge as well. Not this kind. Not ones that could inevitably make me lose my eyesight and my ears. Two senses of my of the five senses that I enjoy too much.
That's fair. Okay, I think we can call it there.
Yes, what would you guys rate the Kuliaku and the Zetsuyaku?
Please comment down below. Also, leave a like and consider subscribing if you so like.
Yes, feel free. And also be sure to check out the amazing artist for this episode. I'm curious on how we're going to do this. If we're going to hire the same artist to do a two-piece one, or if we're going to have two different artists for this. We'll have to talk about that off podcast.
Yeah, we'll figure some out.
But yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and until then, stay tuned.
Bye.